Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
That's the signature play for Drew Holiday. Game 3, Indiana Eastern Conference Final a year ago.
He was awesome that whole series.
Unreal. And, you know, I think he's a player you're going to look back on very fondly. We were trying to come up with comps. Somebody said Revis, which I initially thought was a good one. Keefe kind of talked me out of it. No offense to the text line.
No,
but
I even thought of it, too. I don't think it's a bad one because it's like you'll remember him. He wasn't here very long, but when he was here, won a title.
Yep.
It's just Revis joined Tom Brady and Belichick, whereas Holiday joined a group that hadn't won it.
No, and that's a fair way of putting it. I hadn't really thought about it in those terms. Right. Holiday was a piece that put a team over the top. Revis
Definitely.
Was like a mercenary for a team that had already won. It had been a while.
Perfect
but
fit.
Had won.
Yeah.
I brought up Schilling. That's uncomfortable because he's such an awful guy and Holiday's such a good guy.
He's like the best guy.
And on top of that, I mean, Schilling was a way better player than Holiday, no offense. And so that one didn't feel quite right either. I mean, Schilling was a hoss.
Drew Holiday's going to be a Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah, but
Curt Schilling isn't.
But everybody gets into that Hall of Fame. Schilling was in the mix for the Cy Young. I mean, Holiday made some All-Star teams. I feel like they were.
How about some Olympic teams?
Okay,
is Curt Schilling winning gold medals? I don't think so.
No, he was not.
I don't think so.
He was not. Much, much, much better analogy. Twitch chat had it, as did the text line. Mark Recchi to the Bruins.
Yeah, Recchi's a good one. They didn't win the first year like Holiday and Revis, but yeah, he did.
That's probably closer to the bone.
Yeah,
for what this was. And Recchi was more on his last legs, but an aging player who had won before, who helped put the team over the top. I would say Holiday was a way bigger contributor.
Yeah, Holiday was a better, contributor is a good word.
He contributed much more to the championship team. But in terms of like leadership and intangible stuff, Recchi's a good one. That's a good guy.
And it was a guy that like they could lean on, right? So many guys on that team had not won, and then you have him, and yeah, good influence.
So Jay King make sure to let us know that the Celtics are not done. Terp tried to warn us about this earlier in the week. Terp's like, guys, don't wait for the draft. The Celtics are going to make moves before the draft. They made a move late last night. Holiday out. Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks in. You can react at 617-779-7937.
You think it could be 2 nights in a row during a Roman Anthony at bat? They make another trade?
Maybe.
It could happen.
I mean, keep your eyes on the phone when you're staying up, if you're staying up. Late night for the Red Sox, which if you enjoy your life, I wouldn't really advise doing.
Could we get like Lou Merlone's immediate reaction to the Celtics trade?
Great
on
idea.
The air.
Great
Will
idea.
Will and Lou, I'm sure we'll talk about
Will
it.
Will and Lou, if you're listening, we know you're big fans.
Yep.
Make sure you do that. But Terp also said, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Porzingis moves before the draft. That was this morning. Jay King has come out, Athletic. Celtics still shopping other players, including Kristaps Porzingis. With an eye on alleviating their salary cap dilemma, Mannix said Hauser is generating a lot of interest. So that is different phrasing, by the way. Mannix makes it sound like teams are really interested in Hauser, where Jay King says the Celtics are shopping Porzingis. So that is different. Nick, were you telling me Billy saw something that the Spurs were one of the teams in on Porzingis?
I saw Spurs, and then I saw two other teams that I'll try and find.
So that's a wild one. Let me know where that came from, because that's a wild. I wouldn't have connected Porzingis to San Antonio.
Porzingis and Wemby?
I'd connect Jalen there. Yeah, that's an odd fit.
Twin Towers.
Jake Fisher?
Yeah, Jake Fisher, Northeastern guy.
How about that? Mm-hmm. A Husky.
Yeah, he's at the Steinline. Used to be at Yahoo Sports, yes.
Went over to the Steinline.
He went over to the Steinline, yeah.
Got it.
Proud Husky, though. Yeah. Okay, so Jake Fisher had that. Nice.
I'm still surprised and encouraged by the holiday return that now I'm thinking pretty big for Porzingis. I don't even know which player specifically. I'm just saying maybe you get more in return for Porzingis because I thought Holiday's market was going to be, and maybe Portland still flips him or something, but I thought it was going to be a couple of teams similar to where the Celtics were a few years ago where they're like, hey, this guy, even though he's, you know, getting up there in age, he can be what pushes us over the top. Maybe even a team like Detroit, right? Like a really young team like Detroit.
That's a good one.
They bring in Holiday. Or a team out west, where like they've had a hard time surrounding Jokic with the right guys. Like, do you throw him on Denver? Like, all these teams made more sense. So, I didn't think Portland would be in the market.
Me either.
I thought way more teams would say, let's take a shot on Porzingis. Like, I feel like Brad Stevens is going to be on the phone with more teams for Porzingis. Yeah. So, we'll see.
I backed off this one. I've said for a while, I think Porzingis, because of what you just said, I thought there was going to be a very limited market for Holiday, which is where I went wrong. A bad team like Portland is bringing him in. I thought only title contenders would be interested in Holiday. The whole league, in theory, can be interested in Porzingis. A title contender can talk themselves into it and say, hey, let's push for it.
He'll be healthy here.
Yeah. And what's the downside? It's an expiring contract. It's 1 year. You're not signing up for 5 years of Porzingis. So for a piece to put you over the top where you could probably, you know, buy a little low, I could see title contenders doing it. Teams that are bad could use him as a trade chip because he's an expiring deal. Like, I thought the whole league potentially could be in on Porzingis. I'll back off that, though, because I don't think they're going to get a player of Anthony Simons' caliber for Porzingis, but I've been wrong before. Maybe I'll be wrong again. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a name that there's been a lot of smoke around for both Holiday and Porzingis. Celtics have been linked to him heavily, which maybe we should cross off the list because that's not, it doesn't tend to be how Brad Stevens operates. Stevens gets Porzingis out of nowhere a few years ago. Stevens gets Simons out of nowhere. But they've been linked a lot to PJ Washington, which I would feel like is a pretty good return for Porzingis if he did that in a deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, that would be a big who shoots. You were talking about this before. What style of big would they get to replace Porzingis? Because Simons launching threes is one thing, but he's a guard and a small guard at that. What kind of bigs do they get back if Porzingis and Horford, we think Horford, are going to be out? Could they get more post-oriented bigs? Washington would not be that. But I like him.
Yeah, no, I like him too. And I think that's why I'm optimistic about the Porzingis exchange, because I think one-on-one, he's the better player than whoever you get in return, in all likelihood. And I think that's why the team that you trade him to is going to take that chance. Like, oh, when he's out there, he's really good and all this other stuff. But for this Celtics team that is going to play a full season without Tatum, they need guys they can rely on. And that's why I know some have made the case like, hey, keep Porzingis. The Eastern Conference is wide open and this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, you can't rely on him. Like, we've already seen it just in his short amount of time here, let alone all the teams he's been on prior to this. It could look great for a stretch, and then he's out. Like, give me somebody a little bit worse than him that's going to play 70 games than him who's going to play 40 games. He's going to look like a fringe all-star for 40 games and then in and out of the lineup come playoff time. Like, I'll take the guy that's a little bit worse, which I'm sure is exactly where Brad Stevens is looking.
The other name, Max Letterman over at NBC Sports Boston, brought this name up to me a few weeks ago. Is there any way the Bulls would be interested in a swap for Vucevic where, you know, they're getting a younger player and they both be expiring deals, but maybe they're trying to shake things up? I mean, that would be a real high-end get if you could get Vucevic. And Anthony Simons this year for those two. That'd be shooting for the moon, but if they can pull it off, great.
Speaking of shooting for the moon, can you get Jaren Jackson? Can you get Jaren Jackson out of Memphis?
No. I mean, you think for Porzingis?
No, I'm just saying for like a whole variety of things. Maybe he's included because it's an expiring deal type of thing, but like, could you trade all of your
picks?
Could you
do like
a pick package
picks
and like that kind of thing?
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
They have not extended him yet. They already traded away Desmond Bane. I'm sure that they want to keep him and Ja Morant.
Ooh, I like Triple J.
If you're going big, time here, I don't know. I wouldn't rule anything out with Brad Stevens. And if they just are hitting their head against the wall with a contract in Memphis, maybe, not obviously a one for one, but like, all the picks you can possibly trade, plus Porzingis and whatever else.
I mean, probably would have to involve Derek White.
Yeah.
But I would be interested.
I would do that.
Yeah, me too.
I would still do that.
Me too. So, you know, no player is untradeable. There are deals we'd do for Jaylen Brown. I'm not shopping him, but there are deals we'd do for Jaylen Brown. There's deals I'd do for Derek White.
Because based off of them getting Anthony Simons in return, even for Holiday, who had multiple years left on his deal, I think the maybe one sign would be, is Brad Stevens going to try to be really competitive for this year, but then have all kinds of flexibility, or as much as you can with Tatum and Brown's contracts, as much as you can for 27. So I think one thing to do is maybe look at free agents in 2026, which Simons would be on, which Jaren Jackson would be on, and maybe these are the guys that he might be targeting.
Okay. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get to how good the Celtics can be on the floor in one moment. Real quick, though, Haas of the Week nominee, Keith. It's a Fisher Cat. Speaking of Haas's, I was at a Fisher Cat game over the weekend. Not the actual animal, sorry.
Brag. Yeah, I know, man.
Sick brag, bro.
Queen City. They got the right off of 293. They got the ballpark right there.
Have you guys seen or heard of first baseman Peyton Williams?
No.
6'5", 255. That sounds like Williams. Sounds like a Haas.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at this guy now.
I think, hang on.
Is this really him?
Haas.
That guy is a Haas.
Is his nickname really the meat truck? I see a story, Keith.
Oh, we need this guy.
I see a story from
Holy
the Union.
Holy mackerel, look at this guy.
I see a story from the Union Leader. That's reputable?
Manchester, hell yeah, it is. Yeah. Union Leader.
Meet the meat truck. Peyton Williams provides power,
I'll
bet, and leadership for the Fisher Cats.
Good call on this guy.
All right, get him in there.
Haas of the Week, Peyton
Lefty
Williams.
Lefty bopper, first baseman.
Lefty, the just meat. Slugs bombs.
Move over, big dumper.
Wow.
Meet the meat truck.
Look at that.
All right, well,
he doesn't hit as many home runs as he would like.
No.
But, well, he's
he
played.
He doesn't really hit at all.
Go on, Nick.
He's hitting 224 this year.
Who is the big?
Seven taters.
Not to go random ball player on you. Who was the big hulking first baseman that like the Royals had who never hit any homer? He was like a 10 homer a year guy.
Oh. Not Josh Bell.
No.
Not him. The big Haas for the Royals?
He was a Haas for the Royals.
But he wouldn't hit any homers?
Wouldn't hit anything. It's going to bother me.
I mean, not Mike Sweeney. He'd take you deep.
Like recent Royals?
Mike Sweeney.
Yeah, like the last like
Eric
15
Hosmer?
Years. No. I'll have to do some.
See, Google great work. Call on the text line, though. Peyton Williams. I was unfamiliar with his game, as Shaquille O'Neal would say. But he socks.
Billy Butler is who I was thinking
of.
Oh,
Billy Butler.
Billy Butler wasn't socking
dingers. He made an all-star team, right? It's like a DH, maybe?
Hang on.
Give me that. Give me a little DH.
Give me that. One all-star team.
Hell yeah. Billy Butler, all-star.
Silver slugger.
Put it all together that year.
Billy Butler did have 129 homer year. Otherwise, only cracked
47 career dongs.
Okay, only cracked 20 once besides that year.
That's not great.
You're a big Hulk.
And
you're
played almost every day.
You're a big Haas of a man.
Dude, the Iowa
listed
meat
at six,
truck.
He was listed at 6 foot 260. Yeah, that's you need more than 15 home runs out of that guy.
I think we have to give him.
All right.
The Iowa meat truck is this week's Haas of the Week.
We're giving it out?
Do you think we can top that? I know today's only Tuesday, but.
All right.
Sometimes when you see Terp, greatness like this.
Terp, get the graphic.
Terp's on it.
Get the graphic. Yep. We got a new Haas of the Week. Good job by the text line.
Yep.
The meat truck.
My buddy got Billy Butler.
Billy Butler, thank
he
you.
He texted in. Billy Butler,
you're
right.
That was 1,000%.
He nailed it. So on like a slight delay, he crushed that.
Billy
yeah,
Butler.
Good call.
Good get.
You guys talking about Billy Butler?
That's 100% who I was thinking of. 617-779-7937. We can get back to how good the Celtics can be in a wide open East. Spoiler alert, I still think pretty good based on the injuries that have happened and the trade Brad made yesterday. We got to see the full landscape. What else did the Celtics do? What else the teams like, oh, I don't know, Detroit, where does Giannis go? Things like that. Like, what do those teams have up their sleeve? But in general, Celtics can still compete, be a top four seed, make a run at 50 wins, and go on a potential postseason run. So we'll continue with your feedback coming up. We'll circle back to the Red Sox as well. Begrudgingly, and it's a Tuesday, 12:45. You know what that means, Keith?
I do.
Time for the madness. Kiefer Madness, next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
She's like a cub.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll, bye.
You rescued it, okay.
All right, here we go. It's time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we got a local madness, Jones.
Nice.
A local madness.
We don't have enough of these.
Yeah, it is Fall River. The home of Chris Herron. We go to Fall River, Massachusetts.
Okay.
For this story. I think the story itself might be from Rhode Island, but the thing takes place in Fall River. You'll follow along. You'll get it pretty soon. And it also involves a creature.
A Fall River animal shelter is the temporary home for a bird with hundreds who are wanting to adopt him.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds good, right? So there's a bird. They're doing a good service here. There's a bird. You want a bird?
Hundreds of people do.
You might, once you hear about this bird, you might be very interested in this bird.
Let's hear about him.
Okay.
But just wait for the reason behind the interest. NBC 10's Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
Wow.
Okay,
Hang on, folks. Hang on. Naughty but good? Clip that, because that's a tier. I don't know how we're using naughty but good, but that's a tier.
It's like Phil Perry's tiers for the weapons. Very risque.
Yeah.
All right, so you already know it's a bird, and you already know there's a reason why people want this bird. There's no reason why you would want a bird, right?
Do the chickens have large talons?
It's got nothing to do with the talons, Nick. It's got nothing to do with talons. Why would people want this bird?
Maybe it's a... I don't mean to go dark, but maybe it's a turkey.
A turkey? Oh, and you could just
have it ready to go. You could really plump it up and have it ready to go for next Thanksgiving.
Well, welcome it into our family, and then in a few short months, we'll murder it.
Yeah, or like eat it.
Yeah, chicken.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Just don't name it. You're fine.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Quail. People eat quail.
Quail?
Yeah, some good
wedding crashes. I don't know what a quail is.
Good eating.
Or quail hunting.
A good eating bird. You know, one of those. Yeah.
A good eating bird. Okay.
NBC 10, Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
They get it.
They do?
Yeah, they get it.
They're like, imagine that's like the intro to you. You're just like, what? Like, come on.
Nasty.
Like, yeah. Like, dude, come on.
We got good. I don't know what we're going to do, but we got good. Nasty and naughty but good?
Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
Good.
Like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
At Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River, if you ask any employee the best part of the job... they'd probably say something similar to this when it comes to animals up for adoption.
You see them blossom into the animal you know they can become.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Right? You see these animals, and you're like, well, they can be so much more than this.
Mm-hmm.
We give them an opportunity. We take care of these animals, and then they can be a great, nasty, but good bird out there.
Naughty, but good.
And then you see them go to their forever home.
But currently, there's one pet that might take a little extra patience.
We've definitely seen him come out of his shell. When he first came here, he was terrified.
And that's this parrot, Hendrix.
Hendrix.
Is he a wolf whistle?
Yeah, who is he whistling at?
probably this
catcalling this reporter.
There he is. There's Hendrix. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube,
that is a good looking bird, though.
Yeah, it is.
Look at that thing. Blue, green, yellow.
Also, a lot of skin. Sadly,
is that what that is?
Yeah, we're gonna hear about that.
I thought those were white feathers. That's skin.
No, that's skin. That's the bird's skin. Okay. There. Yeah, it's not. He's in a good place now,
okay,
so we can talk about it.
But
he was not in a good place.
All right. Yeah.
Because while he's colorful on the outside, his language is too.
Yeah, Jones. He swears.
What was that?
He swears.
What did he say there?
He swears. Bird swears. Says a lot of inappropriate stuff.
What was
stuff.
That second one? That was a long beep.
His language is too.
We try not to react because we don't want to encourage it.
It's like B. Arthur and Betty White.
But there's times we have to leave the room to laugh. Cracker?
2 months ago, the roughly 30-year-old feathered friend was surrendered by his owner, who had him for about 20 years.
He was being fed human cereal, white bread. That's why he's missing most of his feathers. It's
human cereal?
They're giving him human cereal.
You can't eat that?
Well, no, I don't think so. Believe it or not.
That's what Craig Breslow claims to eat every morning.
No Cocoa Puffs.
I eat human cereal.
I had a human meal of food today. Human sandwich. You had a human sandwich? Yes. Yeah. With human water, which I require. You require human water?
I require sustenance.
I had my protein, my human protein. Like, okay, great. Yeah, no, the bird... They were feeding it bad stuff, so it wasn't getting its
vitamins,
so he lost his feathers. It's sad.
I've never raised a parrot, but I didn't realize you couldn't feed it human cereal.
Human cereal is good.
Bird food. Give birds bird food.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm just saying.
Seeds. You know, my dog.
Suet.
I know my dog's supposed to eat dog food, but he gets his hands on a lot of stuff the kid drops. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
He still can't chew it. Though,
no, he's got to.
He kind of gums it a bit.
He's got to keep it in his mouth for a long period of time to break it down, and then he can eat
it. Cocoa Puffs are where it's at.
He's going to really soak it.
That's why he's missing most of his feathers. It's malnutrition. He wasn't getting any of the minerals, none of the vitamins.
Staff here have been helping him readjust. But when it comes to his vocabulary, that's something that might take a little time.
If you call him a pretty bird, he'll say thank you. He'll say good morning, baby.
Oh. Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's not all
good morning, baby. Yeah. All right. Leave it there, please.
Other than the niceties, that's as far as the niceties go.
That's right. Hendrix is a rated R bird.
Oh, boy.
The rest of it is slurs, cusses.
It's like Howard the Duck.
Slurs.
Yeah, he's just...
Yeah, I was like, in season one of Tires.
Season two of Tires.
Season...
Shane Gillis is going to have to send this bird a slur and see what he says.
Shane Gillis, I thought it was season one where he calls all the other stores and he puts it in an email that Will trained a parrot to say slurs.
I didn't do that. That's not true.
That's kind of this bird.
Huh. Slurs, cusses, things I can't repeat on camera.
He's partially nude, rude, and crude.
What are you doing with that foot?
He may not flip you the bird, but he'll voice it.
There was nobody in this room with him. Everybody was up front, and we just heard him start cussing up a storm. So we're not sure.
So when the shelter posted on social media that he's in need of a home, comparing him to Samuel L. Jackson.
The first time I heard him drop the MF-er word, it was the first thing I thought of was snakes on a plane.
Nice. Birds on a plane.
He says MF, yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
They couldn't hold back details that the bird knows a lot of words and a parental advisory is necessary.
We didn't want somebody to bring him home, and then all of a sudden he starts throwing slurs around and you had no idea you were getting into this.
The post, describing the loud and explicit parrot in the most humorous way, went viral.
I'm just trying to get people in to see him. He's an interesting character, but he's not for everybody.
Chantel said in this situation, being open and honest about the parrot's personality has resulted in over 50 applications and a lot of love toward the shelter and their efforts.
What does that say about people? If you're like,
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Sounds like, hey, we got a bird here that needs a home. Doesn't swear, though.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
Right.
Like, this bird has slurs.
Yeah.
The bird says slurs.
Highly offensive.
Like, I want this bird. I'll do anything with this bird. That's a great sign.
Yeah.
We were getting applications from Kansas. We were getting emails from people in Canada that want to adopt him.
Oh. What will come out of his mouth next? They'll never know. They're hoping Hendrix will vocalize or show positive affection to his forever family.
If we don't find his forever family in this first round, we'll reopen them again.
Showing you something good. I'm Sam Reed.
Ooh, Sam Reed, a little raspy voice there. It sounds like Tara spicy. Reed.
I think the bird revved her up a little bit.
You think it is Tara Reed?
Could be.
They're like, you got to change your name to do the news. Yeah. So I'll go by Sam Reed.
I'm Sam Reed.
You want to, you stuck on Reed?
Yeah,
I got to go with that.
Yeah, it's the one.
I think it sounds a lot like
so,
her.
So,
showing you something good. I'm Sam Reed.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
So,
I ain't mad at you.
So I love how she said the bird's not for everyone. I can't remember if that was the lady in the shelter.
No, or people like, that don't use slurs.
Well, yeah, I mean, certain select them. Groups that the bird slurs, probably not for them, I would
probably
say.
Probably not.
Yeah, no.
NBC 10, Sam Reed shows us something naughty, but good.
But good.
But good.
He's partially nude, rude, and crude.
Nice.
Excellent. All right, there you go.
Good point by the text line.
Yeah, what do you got?
Toucan Sam loved Fruit Loops. That's not very. It's not very accurate in retrospect. It's kind of misleading.
Because he was
on a full diet.
Maybe that's
of Fruit
what the
Loops.
Person was thinking.
Yeah,
it was like, this guy's the spokesman for Fruit Loops. You'd think maybe he'd be interested in these.
Maybe,
but then you just lose your feathers. So it's not.
Yeah,
not
well,
good.
That's why no one would let him eat them. Right?
Imagine if Toucan Sam had no feathers. Tough look. It'd be
a
tough go.
You're not selling
kids
a lot of cereal.
Kids be terrified of the bird.
Very accurate.
Oh yeah.
But you're not moving a lot
Spot
of cereal.
Spot on.
Yeah.
A sugary treat is what it is.
Okay. Well, that was
there you go.
That was more fun than I expected. I don't really know what I expected there, but that was more fun than I expected.
Not bad.
Well,
not
here
bad.
You go. Kiefer Madness every Tuesday at 12:45. I don't know what I said going into the last break. We got a bunch of texts.
Did you say the wrong day?
I guess maybe I got the day wrong.
I don't know. Oh, my. Sorry. We all know. It's just hot one out there.
That's true. Maybe.
NBC 10, Sam Reed shows us something naughty, but good.
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 All right. What if that bird was naughty but good?
Naughty but good.
What are the Red Sox?
Stink.
Bad and
terrible.
Yeah. Naughty base runners for sure. We'll get into the Red Sox with all your phone calls next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.